We are building the ultimate hitting prospect. Tim McMaster here, joined by MLBPipeline.com's Jonathan Mayo. So, Jonathan, using the five tools we talk about in baseball, picking one tool from five different players. Now, you developed this list, and I think it's interesting. Byron Buxton and Chris Bryant, for all the tools they have, they're not part of this uber player. So start with the hitting tool. Who do you have?
Well, we have to start with Carlos Correa, one of two players on our top 100 who got 70s for their hitting tool, and for good reason. The guy's hit 308 over the course of his career. He was hitting 325 last year before he got hurt. Off to a good start in Double-A at age 20, over 300. Probably the least surprising prospect development so far this year.
Obviously, the ultimate hitting prospect has to have some power. So where's your power tool coming from?
Now, people may be surprised that we're not going with Chris Bryant here, but I am going with Joey Gallo because we're going pure raw power here. And keep in mind that the one thing that might separate Chris Bryant from Gallo is that Bryant hits better, but we have Carlos Correa's hit tool, so that's not an issue. And all Joey Gallo has done is hit 40 or more homers in each of the last two seasons, and nobody else in all minor league baseball has done that.
And if you're going to build the ultimate player, as good as the power and hitting ability have to be, the guy's got to be able to run too. So, Jonathan, where does your speed tool come from?
We had a couple of 80 runners to choose from. Buxton was one of them, but have to go with Malik Smith now, the Atlanta Braves. He's got track record, and he's been healthy. Over 60 stolen bases his first full season. A year ago, he stole 88 bases. He's already got two as of Wednesday in his first season in Double-A in the Braves organization.
The ultimate player also has to be able to throw the baseball, so who do you have for arm strength?
Now, this was tough. There was only one 80 tool in our top 100. It was from a catcher, so that's who we went with. We went with Justin O'Connor of the Rays, and he's thrown out 46% of would-be base stealers throughout his career. Tremendous catch-and-throw guy. Probably could shut down a running game at the big league level right now.
Four tools down, one to go, Jonathan. This player has got to be able to pick the baseball in the field. So where does the fielding tool come from?
We had some options. There were a handful of guys who got 70s in terms of their overall fielding. Justin O'Connor was one of them behind the plate. But to me, if you're going to pick a guy who can defend, it has to be at a premium position. And for me, that's shortstop. It's a no-brainer. Francisco Lindor, anyone who watched him in spring training knows this is a guy who's been ready to play defense at the big league level for a couple of years.
All right, so we're going to take all these players and tools, throw them into a blender. What comes out as far as a name for this player?
Well, I think it's obvious. It's Carlos Galdor.
Of course.